We're live at EXT. Jules Scheer, hi. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Jules, you write some really awesome songs.
Thanks.
You've written an album full of songs right now called One More Crooked Dance.
That's the latest one.
Have you ever written songs specifically to be recorded by someone else?
You know, I never did. The idea was just for me to write songs, and I would write songs, and then if someone liked it, they could find it and do it. And that was the way it worked out fine. But then, once I had some success as a songwriter, people wanted to co-write with me.
Uh-huh.
And I found it really difficult. And not really difficult to do, but I just thought, you know, it's like trying to write a song with someone I'm watching you, kind of, which I don't like. I like to be by myself. So I had a thing about it. I did write some songs with some people, and they just end up different. The more input they have, of course, the more it ends up like them. And that should be if it's for them, but I'd rather write songs by myself.
This album, One More Crooked Dance, what does that mean, One More Crooked Dance?
It almost sounds
like you're going to retire.
It was one line from a song. It was in a song, and I just thought, oh, that's a good title for an album. I was looking for a title. It was from one of the songs on the album.
Does that line have a meaning?
Oh, sure it does. One More Crooked Dance. Of course it doesn't mean it. I'm not going to explain it to you, but yeah, it does.
I was going to say you're probably best known for writing a couple of songs that became really big hits for some other people, but is that the case?
I guess so. I guess it's that. Or else it's for Unplugged, MTV
right?
Unplugged.
But like, does everybody know you wrote All Through the Night?
Oh, everybody knows. No. No. I live in Woodstock, and in Woodstock, I'd say 90% of the people I see have no idea what I do for a living or anything. They don't know I'm a songwriter. They don't know I'm a singer. They don't know anything about what I do. And that's the way I like it.
I was going to say, you seem like you're all right with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Does that make you a little different than a lot of songwriters? It seems like songwriters might want to actually create and create and create until they have huge hit after huge hit after huge hit.
I wouldn't mind having huge hit after huge hit. If somebody wants to go out and do it, that's great. But no, I don't really think about it. I just write them.
I think
it's best if I just write them instead of trying to write them to do something. I don't think that's really such a good idea for me as a songwriter.
Now, the songs on One More Crooked Dance, did you write them sort of together to become this album, or did they sort of form into being the album?
I didn't write them to be an album at all. I just wrote a bunch of songs, and I said, oh, man, I've got a bunch of songs here. And that'd be kind of cool to record this. Now, how do I record these songs? And these days, it's artist's choice, I suppose. I can do whatever I want. We tried it with a piano player named Pepe, who lives in Woodstock. And Pepe was great. He played great. He played songs really good, and I gave him the chord sheet and told him the tempo and everything was really down for him to do it. And he just wailed on him. He did great. Molly Farley, who sang all the background vocals. You know, I'd been on the road with her before. She sang background vocals, so I knew she could do it. So I just had to tell her what the parts were, and she picked them up really quick and did them really good. And then John Sebastian came in, played harmonica and stuff. Yeah. I just ran to him in town at the health food store.
And he knows what you do.
Yeah. And he said, what are you doing right now? I said, I'm on my way to the studio, really. Well, wait a second. I'm on my way to the studio, but you could come along and play if you want. And he said, what? I said, yeah, it'd be great, man. I've always wanted to have you play harmonica on something. And there you'll play harmonica. But just play harmonica. Don't bring a million instruments, because I know you play a lot of instruments. Yeah. I wanted to keep it really spared down. I figured that's the way to do it. Just tell people, no, you can't do that. And he played great harmonica, so it was fine.
We're live at EXT. Jules Scheer is here. His new record called One More Crooked Dance. Jules, let's have you play a couple songs. What would you like to start off with?
I could start off with this one from One More Crooked Dance, which is the new album. The song is called Rules of the Game.
Teach me how the chance my heart's pouring. No sense taking time to complain about the same rules of
This is Jules Shear, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
All through the night, I'll be awake, I'll be with you. Precious time, when time is new, oh, all through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have no past, we won't reach back, keep with me. The meter ticks and it goes running all through the night until it ends. There is no end. All through the night, a stray cat is crying till a stray cat sings back. Forgotten what by day they lack. Oh, under those white street lamps, there is a little chance they may sing. We stars, we will reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night. And once we start, the meter ticks and it goes running all through the night. Until it ends, there is no
the song. Cyndi Lauper made a big hit for you, All Through the Night.
Yeah, that was very nice of her, wasn't it?
I love Cyndi Lauper. She's great. That was great.
Yeah, she is.
So did she find that song? How did that song come about Jules Shear's All Through the Night?
Well, the guy who's producing her, I knew the guy who was going to produce her first solo record. And he said, I'm producing this girl named Cyndi Lauper. And you know what? I heard one of your songs. Your manager played me the song. I think it'd be perfect for her. I said, what song is that? He said, it's called All Through the Night. I said, oh, that's a nice song. Yeah, that might be good. He said, would you write a song with her? I said, write a song with her. I don't know if I really want to write a song with her, but okay, I'll do it. I'll give it a try if you want. Sure. We got together. We wrote a couple songs together, and it was kind of fun. Yeah, it was kind of good. For me complaining about it so much, it wasn't.
That experience was good.
That experience, that one.
Now, Jules Shear, you were also, you mentioned MTV a little bit ago. You were also sort of there at the beginning of the MTV generation with Unplugged. You hosted, what, the first 13 of those?
That's what they tell me.
That's what they tell you. You had the idea to do this. What was that idea from?
Yeah, I had an idea to do it because I had an album that was even more stripped down than this new album. Mm. It was really just acoustic guitar and singing, and that's all that was on it. It was called Third Party, and the guitar playing on that was a guy named Marty Wilson Piper, who plays in the church, had always played in the church up until that time. I knew Marty, and he was a great guy, and I thought, we'll have fun, we'll do this, this will really be a cool thing. So we decided to do the record. We did the record, and it was really fun. But everybody's saying, how will you promote this record? How do you promote a record that's just guitar and vocal? And I said, I have no idea how we're going to do it. I don't know. I just wanted to make the record. That's the way it is. That's the way it is with the songs and everything. I just want to do it. And I don't really think about how it's going to get sold in the end. But then I had an idea about, why don't we do a show where there'll be people who come on the show who usually play with electric instruments, and they'll be playing with acoustic instruments. That would be really interesting to watch them play in front of you with just acoustic instruments. We put it to MTV, and they said, yeah, they wanted to try one. So we tried one show. The first show, which had the two guys from Squeeze, Difford and Tilbrook, and Sid Straw, who was also a really good singer. Elliot Easton, who was in the Cars, came and played guitar on it. It was really a fun show to tape. We all sang I'm a Believer at the end. That's all I remember about it, really. We had a really good time, and those guys were really good, and I had a really good time with it. So MTV said, this is a really good show. We're going to do this show. We're going to try to do a whole season of it. I said, okay, let's do a whole season. So we did the whole season, and we had a whole bunch of people on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
So we're live at EXT with Jules Shear. Jules, thank you so much for coming by and playing some songs.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Nice to see you.
And thanks for putting out this new record called One More Crooked Dance.
Great.
Now, we're going to have you play a song. It's an older song, right? It's off your set list here.
Ah, that song.
You Might Show Up?
Yeah, You Might Show Up is a song. Yeah, I really like the song. I always liked the song. I felt like it got lost on the record a little bit, so I like to play it every once in a while. Keep it alive.
Awesome.
No sense reaching down below the surface. You don't do anything except on purpose. There's no sense in me standing here shouting. There's mountains out there, just cold, cold mountains. Another place I've never been to. Lying into no sense reaching down below. surface. No one here reads maps, they just talk. It's all left at the tree, right at the rock. The kids always wailing in a state of shock. Guess I am too, all because you. I've been watching this spider all night. That spider's got nothing but time on his hands. Cause he's not worried about what fate demands. Me, I got your picture in my head. Sometimes I wish it was somewhere else instead. It's all left at the tree, right at the rock. The kids always wailing in a state of shock. Guess I am too, all because you might show up. You might.
I'm Jules Shear. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.